The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, everyone, South Park has done it again, and South Park spares no victims, and this time their victim was Lizzo, and Lizzo even reacted to it. It's too good not to show, so here it is.
As my worst fear has been actualized, I've been referenced in a South Park episode. I'm so scared. I'm gonna blind duet to it right now. Here we go.
Hello, Sheila. These new drugs are pretty amazing. I was feeling so ashamed of myself, watching Randy go out and exercise all the time and not eating as much. But I just don't have the same kind of willpower he has.
Which of the drugs are you on, Sharon? Ozempic, Mounjaro?
Oh no, I talked to my doctor. He said insurance would only pay for those if I had diabetes.
But if you can't afford them, then how are you managing your weight?
Don't you know, Sheila? Now there's a whole new obesity drug for those of us who can't afford Ozempic and Mounjaro. I've controlled all my cravings to be thinner with Lizzo.
Oh, it's Lizzo.
FDA-approved Lizzo makes you feel good about your weight, and it costs 90% less than Ozempic.
I've lowered my standards and my expectations.
It's Lizzo.
In case studies, 70% of patients on Lizzo no longer cared how much they weighed.
I don't give two
Lizzo helps you eat everything you want and keep physical activity to a minimum. Some patients report constipation while listening to Lizzo. Stop listening to Lizzo if you experience suicidal thoughts. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis,
hypothermia,
and out your ear. Are you living with concerns of obesity?
Ask about the power of not giving a with Lizzo.
There he is. That's crazy. I just feel like, damn, I'm really that. I really showed the world how to love yourself and not give a f- to the point where these men in Colorado know who the f- I am and put it on their cartoon that's been around for 25 years. I'm really that bitch, and I'll show y'all how to not give a fuck, and I'm gonna keep on showing you how to not give a fuck.
Ah, yes, Lizzo. I can tell you don't care at all because of the way that you made a 2-minute reaction video to it. Also, this video by South Park is so funny, and it shows so many problems that we're dealing with, especially when it comes to fat culture or fat phobia or whatever you wanna call it. But my first question is, why can't Lizzo laugh a little bit more about it? I think she's like an okay sport. The fact that she'll react to it and post it shows that she's somewhat okay with showing it off. So I'll give her credit for that. But the problem is that she refuses to admit that, one, she's fat. And if she does kind of allude to the fact that she's fat, she definitely doesn't, you know, show that it's a bad thing to be fat. And in fact, you might not know about this, but I am a bit of a memester at times, and one of my favorite memes is about Lizzo, so I thought I'd show it off to you right now. And this, I'll just give you a second to really take this meme in, because it really is my favorite one. And this meme right here, along with the South Park video, really encompasses everything that is wrong with America when it comes to nutrition. We have a society that lies to themselves and talks about how beauty is subjective. And I'm not saying that there's nothing in the world that is subjective. There are certain kinds of beauty that are certainly subjective, like in artwork or music. And even in people, there are some people that, you know, you find more subjectively beautiful than others, and that's fine. But everybody can agree that Lizzo is not the poster child for beauty. And I don't say that to be mean to Lizzo. I really hope that there are people out there who find her beautiful. But objectively, Lizzo is not beautiful in the fact that she is morbidly obese. And again, I'm not saying that because I'm being mean. I'm just calling a spade, and I'm pointing out that nobody should strive to be like Lizzo. I think that's one of the like the key things with beauty is everybody strives to be beautiful, and everybody should strive to be beautiful, whether you know it comes to your conduct with people, your personality, the way you look. I think you should strive to look the best you can, to be the best you can. Obviously, there's multiple types of beauty, but Lizzo, nobody can say that they're striving to be like Lizzo, and if they are, then objectively they're striving for something wrong. Dying of heart disease at 50 is not something that we should aspire to achieve. But for whatever reason, being fat is kind of the next protected group. And so what you used to see, and you still see it, but you're seeing different sides of this. What happened was intersectionality and wokeism started taking hold in American culture. And so what you see is that most of the transgender and gay people today are who? They're white men. And the reason why that is because when you're a liberal and your whole ideology is focused on the fact that your identity means everything and that there's this hierarchy of who you are on a scale from being oppressed to being the oppressor. And when you look at yourself and you say, crap, I'm a white straight male, I'm at the bottom, I'm at the top of it rather, I'm the oppressor, then obviously you change something in your mind, because if you're a liberal and you're a good person, that can't be possible that you're the oppressor. And so that's why you see white men who are transitioning to become women, because now if you're a white man but you're transgender, that is far lower on the totem pole than if you're the oppressor white male who is cisgender, which is not even a real word, but unfortunately, you know, we use it and it's in our vernacular now. So that's it comes out of it very naturally. But here's the deal. Being fat is the same way. What you're seeing is that fat phobia is, you know, on par with trans, maybe not on par, but slightly below transphobia. And so the next protected class is fat people or big bodied people or whatever they call it. And that's just one way as a liberal white man or white woman, since white women, you know, they're a little bit better, but they're not that much better according to progressives. That's just one way they can be a little bit more, you know, oppressed than what they would have been before. Because being fat is slightly better than just being a white straight male. But please, let's just not make being fat normal. I'm not saying that we should hate fat people, but I think that what South Park did was not only really educational, but just really funny. And I think fat people should be able to look at that and laugh and be like, yeah, you know, some of us act like we don't give a crap, and deep down, we all do, and we need to change. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. Go down below, comment your thoughts on Lizzo and fat phobia, as well as like and subscribe to the video. We'll see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.